The last-minute wrangling over the budget in Washington is a worry to officials at federal science agencies like NASA and the National Institutes of Health. They're trying to figure out what a government shutdown would mean for the thousands of researchers who work for the government. It looks like lab animals will get fed and some types of scientific work will continue, but many studies will have to be stopped or put on hold. And as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, it's not just scientists who are worried.
Catherine Calhoun lives in Louisiana, and she's been paying close attention to news about a possible government shutdown. That's because her 8-year-old son, Billy, has a rare and painful bone disease that requires complicated treatments.
And there's really only one doctor in the whole world who can sort of put all the pieces together, and that doctor is at the National Institutes of Health.
Calhoun says her son is scheduled for his first appointment with him in June, but he's told her that during a shutdown, the NIH Clinical Center can't admit any new patients. Calhoun worries that even a brief shutdown could still cause problems and delays, since her son's visit will involve multiple tests and specialists.
Some of them only, can only see him on certain days, like only on a Wednesday or only on a Thursday. So I am worried that even if there's just a few weeks delay, it's going to kind of push the whole schedule back.
The NIH Clinical Center is the world's largest hospital dedicated totally to clinical research. Calhoun says it is hugely important for very sick people, and the prospect of a shutdown has been stressful for them and their doctors.
They want to help these patients, these real live people.
In addition to not taking new patients, the NIH Center would not start any new clinical trials if a shutdown happens. 7 new trials are supposed to start next week. 2 of them are for children with cancer. Other science agencies would also stop everything but the bare essentials. An official with the Department of Health and Human Services says childhood vaccine programs would continue, but having limited staff at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention could make it slower to recognize disease outbreaks. At the Environmental Protection Agency, an official says radiation monitoring in the wake of Japan's nuclear disaster would go on, but health assessments of chemicals would stop. Out in space, NASA satellites would be okay, including the famous Hubble Space Telescope. Catherine Trinidad is a spokesperson for NASA.
We're going to have small core teams that will continue working on those flights and missions to ensure the satellites are protected and that data continues to be collected.
And Houston's mission control will still answer calls from astronauts on the space station. But workers would have to stop prepping Endeavour, the next space shuttle scheduled to fly.
The launch date right now is April 29th, and if there is a short furlough, we don't anticipate any impact to that launch date.
If a furlough stretched on, that could mean delays as NASA tries to fly its last 2 missions and retire its aging shuttles. Many scientists around the country don't work directly for the government, but get grants from agencies like the National Science Foundation. A shutdown could interfere with awarding those grants. That happened back in 1995, when a shutdown lasted for weeks. Al Tyke is a science policy expert at the American Association for the Advancement of Science. He remembers that shutdown.
It was not a total disaster. We didn't abandon scientific experiments in the middle, to my knowledge, and we didn't lose years and years of results.
But he says it was a waste of time and money, as scientists struggled to figure out what they were permitted to do, and then later had to come back and play catch-up. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.